Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The pinnacle of a leader's health. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, I take five chapters to unpack the lessons we can learn from the health of Jesus. Yes, Jesus was mentally, physically, spiritually, and relationally healthy. On the 200 Churches podcast with Jeff Keady, we talked about a chapter in my book called The Pinnacle of a Shepherd's Health. In that chapter, I wrote, the phrase Dr. Luke uses about Christ's growth is, Jesus grew in favor with men. People liked having Jesus around. The word Luke uses for favor is from the same root word that is also translated grace. Jesus was a graceful man, or we could say that he was a man so full of grace that when he was jostled, only grace spilled out of him. What does it mean when someone is graceful? It means they are pleasant to be around. It means you feel safe around them, knowing they will never belittle you or put you down. It means that their focus is on your agenda, not their own agenda. It means they are a there you are person, not a here I am person. The bottom line? Graceful people are full of grace for others. Take a listen to my conversation with Jeff.
You say that Christ-like reactions mark the pinnacle of pastor's health, of a shepherd's health.
Yep.
I really like that. I haven't heard it put that way before, but when you have on there the pinnacle of a shepherd's health, that, you know, that drew me in, that chapter heading, and I thought, wonder what he thinks. Wonder what he thinks the pinnacle of his shepherd's health is. You know, I started thinking of it. Well, there's a lot of things I could think of, but then when you said Christ-like reactions, I really like that because I have long preached Matthew 22. You know, where Jesus says that love is the summation of all the commands. And, you know, Paul writes that faith working itself out in love.
Yes.
And the reaction, Christ-like reactions, they're always going to be marked by love. Is a shepherd loving or is he stern? Is he short? Is he curt? Is he abrupt? Is he demanding? Is he impatient? I really like that. And so these four elements to optimal spiritual health, you just took what would be physical health, and you made those parallels then to spiritual health.
Yep. And then I think that it's not going to be a surprise, a shock for me to say this for anybody that is already pastoring and around sheep. Sheep bite. Mm-hmm. You know, they buck you a little bit. And, you know, sheep will wander off and say, oh, I like the pasture over here. The grass is a little nicer over here. And they leave your church and they go to a different church because, you know, that. And that's what I'm talking about as far as like reactions. You never see in the life of Jesus where somebody took him off guard and then he had to come back to them later and apologize. Hey, I'm sorry. I was a little short with you there. I kind of snapped at you. I have a friend of mine that years ago, I pulled him aside and I said, look, you know, brother, I love you. And so I want to just share something with you. I've noticed that most of your conversations come in two parts. There's the conversation and then there's the apology. You're going too far in the things you're saying. You're just firing from the hip and you're not really thinking that through. And so that's where I think that's why I called it the pinnacle of a shepherd's health, is because when I'm caught off my guard, I didn't have a chance to gather myself, catch my breath. And what was my immediate response? That's the part that is the best indication of how mature I've become in those areas. If I'm not responding in that loving way, like Jesus said, then I need to probably go back to the school and say, Holy Spirit, this is a rough spot. I need some work here. I did not respond well here, and I want to do a better job. But our planned responses, you know, what we plan to do, that those could come off without a hitch. But it's those unplanned, caught off guard reactions that I think really tell us how are we doing.
Yeah, that's the true us. The true colors come out when we are caught off guard.
The way we react as leaders says more about our health than our planned actions do. Once again, let me share with you a passage from Shepherd Leadership. Let's return to our perfect example in Jesus. He was treated rudely and spoken to condescendingly, even by people who should have been his allies. Then there were those on a constant mission to try to trip him up or get him to say or do something that would have undermined his credibility. Yet Jesus never spoke inappropriately nor acted childishly. Jesus never had to say, "My bad, I misspoke there," or, "Sorry, I shouldn't have done that." We can all make our plans to behave in a loving way toward the sheep under our care. But what happens when the sheep ignore us, bite us, or leave us? As boxer Mike Tyson noted, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Surely the best indication of our overall healthiness and servant-like attitude is not so much our actions, but our reactions. If your reactions are less than what you would like them to be, I believe you will find a lot of excellent content in my book that can help you. If you want to catch up on some of the other clips I've already shared from this interview, you can find those links in the show notes. And I'll be sharing more clips from this 200 Churches interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links to all of those in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.